You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with, once again, Ellen Comas, the co-founder and executive vice president of Neighborhood Pay Services, the leading SaaS payment assurance platform for rent. Ellen, always great to have you, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hi, thank you very much, Eric. It's a pleasure to be back.
And you're more than welcome. Always good to have you, and looking forward to getting an update here today. So tell us more about payment assurance and rent from payroll for those that may have missed past interviews here on EPN.
Payment assurance is a method by which people have the ability to let their creditors know that their expense will be the first, or their debt will be the first that's paid on a monthly basis. We've proven this out with rent from payroll in the multifamily space, which helps landlords reduce payment risk among those residents who have a history of having a little bit more trouble managing their finances, those people with a lesser credit score. And that's a little bit of a misnomer, because very often people who have a lower credit score or no credit score could be incredibly reliable, but they haven't known the tools to build their credit score. So rent from payroll sort of evens out the field. When someone is willing to initiate payroll deposits to a special rent budgeting account, then the landlord knows their rent will be prioritized, and they're willing to move them in often with reduced security deposits up front. That saves people a lot of money to be able to access housing.
And isn't this just like every other automated payment platform, or what would be the differentiators here?
Rent from payroll is significantly different than automated payment platforms. With a traditional platform, the ones that most consumers are used to, let's say that online bank payments, where you go online, you designate the recipient, you designate the amount, you can even schedule when that's going to go out. If you are financially responsible or have the know-how, then you'll use Bank ACH. You'll use that online payment tool. If you were accepted into a rental apartment and your credit wasn't up to the standard, then you may not be allowed to pay that way, because it requires you to be responsible about that. The other typical method is an ACH pull, which is pretty common vernacular to indicate when you give your creditor, in this case the landlord, your bank account, and you say every time rent is due, you can pull those funds from my account. This also assumes that the person who's doing it will make sure they have enough money in the bank at the time that rent is due. That's not always the case, because for most people, juggling a paycheck and juggling expenses can be an enormous challenge. And as such, there are times that your landlord was going to do a pull from your bank account and you were even $3 short, it would come back as insufficient funds. And that wouldn't be helping the renter or the landlord. So there's online banking, there's ACH pulls, there's credit or debit cards, which most people use. Lots of people use them to pay their rent. It's an expensive way to pay your rent. The fees associated with it are usually passed on to the resident. It can be anywhere from $25 to $50 a month, depending on the part of the country and how much of the fees the landlord assumes. So not a great method for a lot of people. Also, once again, depends on the consumer to make sure that their payment is received on time and to keep up with their bills. Rent from payroll, by contrast, is a direct deposit platform. And once you set up direct deposit from your employer, an installment towards rent is sent every pay period. So with using easy numbers, if your rent was $1,000 every time you paid, and you're paid weekly, every time you're paid, you know, $250 would go to your rent budgeting account. We manage that. We report on it to your landlord so they know the rent will be there. And we report to an alternative credit bureau so that good payment practices help in building creditworthiness. So it's significantly different. The resident, the renter is establishing direct deposit as a condition of their lease in order to save money up front. They accept in doing so that installments towards rent will go to a rent budgeting account throughout the month, so they don't have to manage that part of their money. They don't have to juggle that part of their money. And they know, and the landlord will know, that rent will be delivered on time. It's a positive all around.
And thanks for all the clarifications there. Now, what kind of companies do you work with? Get into some of those details, if you would.
We service neighborhood pay services with NPS Rent Assurance services, property companies of all sizes. We are on the low end right now. We go from probably 2,500. And on the high end, we work with companies that have over 60,000 units. We're in some 37 states in the country. And our distribution is based entirely upon the deployment of our clients, where they decide where their properties are. So we tend to work with companies that are serving different segments of the market where they need a solution to help people overcome upfront cost hurdles, and create more reliable payment practices, because a bad turn, which is an industry vernacular for somebody not paying their rent and or skipping out in the night, a bad turn can cost anywhere from $3,000 to $4,000 per incident. If you have a 1,000-unit community and you have 10 bad turns or 10 evictions in a month, that becomes rather costly. It eats away at the bottom line. We find that in a typical community, we can help reduce that by more than 75%.
Today, once again, we are with Ellen Comas, the co-founder and executive vice president of Neighborhood Pay Services, the leading SaaS payment assurance platform for rent, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. So, Ellen, why would a renter want to enroll, and would they have to do so?
Well, for the renter, they typically can save a lot of money up front. If you apply for an apartment and your credit is below the standard that the landlord has established, then you're going to be charged a higher security deposit. It's really quite simple. Even if you're approved and you have great credit, you're still going to be charged a security deposit. In place of that security deposit, if you agree to set up direct deposit through rent from payroll through our platform, you keep that money in your pocket, you use it for your move, and you have the peace of mind of knowing that your money towards rent will be put aside every time you paid. You don't have to think about it. You can manage your budget around it. You keep a roof overhead, and you have all that convenience. You know, Eric, the interesting thing is that the use of payroll direct deposit to help people manage their finances has a lot of other applications too. So we are a SaaS platform provider. We have created the payroll direct deposit platform that works with rent from payroll. And we are looking at other vertical categories where this can work. Now, one of them may be tuition loan management. One of the, you know, there are a lot, it could be, there could be medical applications. There's a lot of applications that we are investigating where the idea of having first access, if you will, to direct deposit from employer payroll before it hits someone's bank account, before it hits someone's paycheck, is a tremendous value to creditors. So we're looking to see how we take that renter example, the value that we've brought to renters and to landlords, and apply it across other verticals.
And another question in those regards, how does your program help people better afford rental housing?
Well, as I said, the in exchange for giving the landlord the assurance that rent will be first priority from your paycheck, because installments come every time you're paid to a rent budgeting account that we manage, And then we forward the rent when it's due. In exchange for giving the landlord that assurance, they will up front reduce the security deposit that's due. So take this scenario. You have a $1,500 rent, and you may have a $1,500 security deposit. For most people, writing a check for $3,000 could empty out a lot of their savings. If you empty out my savings, I can't my moving costs become onerous. My ability to pay my next month's rent becomes onerous because I have no cushion. If I get a flat tire, I'm going to fix the tire before I pay my rent. I'm going to have to hope my landlord understands. Landlords are in business to stay in business like anybody else. They have to pay their mortgage and they have to pay their staff and everything else. So late rent payments are a problem for them. This way, you know, it's a win-win. The resident saves the money up front. The resident gets the ability to automate and manage their funds for rent, and the landlord knows that money will be in on time. It's really that simple.
Most definitely, certainly sounds like it. What else will you be doing to build your business this year? Get into the details from the marketing and the business growth there.
Well, as I alluded to, we are expanding our footprint in multifamily. We're currently developing, about to launch integrations with two or three of the largest enterprise platforms in the multifamily industry. Those integrations will make it so much easier for our current clients and future clients to be able to really optimize their use of our platform. We'll be able to have greater access, greater, more simplified, streamlined access to applicant data. And through that, because of what we do with our program, be able to help people close more leases. We do a very personalized service in helping to explain our program, helping people get started, and that little bit of outreach that we add as a value add to our clients has proven to increase lease conversions by nearly 60%. So if somebody was on the fence, we helped get them off the fence, having greater access through integrations to that information will help us and help our clients, and we're very excited about that. There are big names in the multifamily industry and the enterprise platforms that we'll soon be announcing that will make everything much, much more streamlined. We've also modified our pricing model to be more in line with industry standards. So it's a lot easier for people to understand, and the cost of working with us is easily recouped in a typical community of 200 to 300 units by just reducing one bad turn, that one eviction that we talked about that can be anywhere from $3,000 to $4,000. So we're an easy plug-in. We've become a much more easy plug-in, and we work with a data analysis process with our clients for deployment that makes it really pretty simple. We're going to keep doing that. We're going to keep doing that a lot.
Well, Ellen, thanks for joining us and giving us this fine report, and certainly wish you nothing but the best and continued success. Where can listeners get all the details accordingly, and how could one be in touch as needed?
Well, for renters, the best place to go is mynpsrent.com, or to find a community that may be near them. In the country, it's allcreditrentals.com. For property companies to learn more about how our service works as it integrates with their programs, it would be through npsrentassurance.com. So we have a lot of different resources out there to help people know who we are and what we're about. And, we try to make it as easy as possible for people to find us. And we're extremely grateful for the opportunity to be part of this industry. It's a very exciting time in multifamily, and we're really excited to be part of it.
And with great reason. Again, Ellen, thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Look forward to our next conversation. Have a great one.
Thank you. You too.
We've been speaking with Ellen Comas, the co-founder and executive vice president of Neighborhood Pay Services, the leading SaaS payment assurance platform for rent. And for further details, simply visit npsrentassurance.com. EPN.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with an app coming to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.